Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are talking with Derek Treesize, two-time vegan bodybuilding champion, and he is talking about how he got so massive on a 100% vegan plant-based diet. In the previous episode, we got to learn a little bit about Derek, and he also shared his secret mass-building bean shake recipe, which is something that I'm definitely going to have to try, and I'll let you know how it goes. And in this episode, we're going to break it down meal by meal, food group by food group, exactly what this giant vegan eats to gain all of that solid 100% vegan muscle mass. So let's not waste any more time. I bring to you Mr. Derek Treesize.
I remember that point. I was a trainer here in Richmond, Virginia at Gold's Gym for about 4 years, and I was the head trainer for most of that. And I decided that I wanted to start bulking up, because before I had been all about fitness. Like I said, I was into martial arts, so I was more performance training. I was really lean, but I was not that big. And I was like, okay, I want to start getting bigger. And so I looked up, I started researching, and there was no supplements or anything out there in terms of like a weight gain shake for vegans. There's nothing. There's protein powders, and there's a lot more now than there even was a few years ago. But I'm like, okay, what can I do to design myself some kind of a drink that's going to help me get in a lot more calories? I already have a great appetite. I already eat a lot, but like I said, I have a very fast metabolism. So eating enough was hard for me. And what I put together just by, you know, adding up calories and things is whole food meal replacement shakes. And my secret ingredient is beans. I call them my bean shakes, and I've used them with tons of clients. I've referred to them a lot of people, and everyone's like, really? You put beans in a drink? But
yeah,
it's worked really well for me. It's worked really well for a lot of my clients and a lot of my friends and fellow athletes. But basically, you can take white beans, you know, Great Northern beans, cannellini beans, something like that, or tofu if you don't like the bean thing. You can put it in a smoothie or a shake with fruits, with spinach, with oats, with peanut butter or something if you want, whatever you want. And it adds a whole bunch of protein, a whole bunch of calories, and you can make a very hearty shake.
All right, so let's go over one of your favorite recipes. So when you were gaining a whole bunch of muscle mass, give me a recipe down to the last ounce of what would go in one of these shakes.
Sure. And keep in mind, this is on top of my already high-calorie diet. Basically, I take one of these shakes. I have a Vitamix, which if you guys don't know what it is, you can blend anything in there. So you need a high-quality blender, or it's going to be kind of chewy. I'll take one of these blenders. I'll put in a cup and a half or 2 cups of white beans, or you know, you can throw in a whole can if you want to be ambitious. But I would build it up at first, because otherwise, if you're not used to that much fiber, it'll tear you up a little bit. So I'll start with that.
Now, would you do now? When you say white beans, I mean, when you go to the store, do they sell something that says white beans, or are these like pinto beans or garbanzo beans?
The color white, like
just the color white.
Beans are white in color. Cannellini beans are white in color, and I just use white beans because they have the most mild taste. So when you put them in there, they don't necessarily have a strong bean flavor, and if you have a lot of fruit in there, it just tastes like a fruit smoothie. Only
interesting.
Thicker.
Okay, all right. Now, did it matter if it was organic or not for you?
I get organic as often as possible, but not so much. I mean, I do now. I buy dry organic beans, and I soak them, and then I cook them. So I always have a big tub of cooked beans in the fridge and a Tupperware ready to go.
But at the time, you could have just done plain old Costco beans if you wanted to.
Yeah, I started out just opening a can of beans, rinsing it in a strainer, and then throwing it in the blender.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I started. I did that. Pumpkin seeds are my favorite source of fat in the off-season. They have a really, really good quality amino acid profile, so really high-caliber protein in them, and good fats, good minerals. So I threw in, you know, a quarter cup of pumpkin seeds there, about sometimes up to a half cup.
Now, are these raw pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, raw, whole pumpkin seeds.
Now, are these easy to come by?
Yeah, they're in a lot of bulk aisles or natural food sections.
Okay.
If you don't have them, you know, you can use peanut butter or almond butter as a source of fat. That's not a problem at all. But I really like them as a protein source as well. And they have great minerals, like a lot of magnesium and manganese. they're just a very healthy food. So I'll throw pumpkin seeds in there. Also, I'll throw, you know, a half cup to a cup of oats. And right there, those three are my basically secret ingredients that have the bulk of the calories, the oats, the beans, and the pumpkin seeds. You're getting a ton of protein there, a ton of high-quality, starchy, slow-digesting carbohydrates, and some healthy fats, along with a lot of nutrients like fiber and vitamins and minerals. And then the rest of the shake is really making it taste good. So I'll put in a ton of fruit, like, you know, I'll throw in a banana or two, I'll throw in lots of frozen strawberries, I'll throw in fresh blueberries, you know, whatever is around, you know, peaches, I'll throw in, I almost always use bananas, though. I'll put in some soy milk. Soy milk also makes it taste good. Half the time I'll throw in a scoop of protein powder. Sometimes I won't, especially if I'm really trying to keep that down, which I do, and I tell my clients to do as well. I might omit the protein powder, but it does enhance the flavor. And adds
now, why would you want to keep that down?
I try to limit all processed food, including supplements, as much as possible. And I find, especially with people that are vegan health enthusiasts that are trying to build muscle, they tend to overuse or over-rely upon protein powder, where in a correct diet, you should get 90% of everything you need from your food minimum, and then supplements are a supplement. They shouldn't be a staple.
Now, if you're using this formula right here, this recipe that you got, what would be the benefit of having the protein powder versus not? I mean, why would you recommend someone either not use it or use it if you're making it optional?
Sure. Basically, it's a way to get the calories up for the shake. It's a way to get your total daily protein intake up. So those are benefits. The drawbacks are, if you're trying to follow a 100% whole food diet, that's, you know, a supplement doesn't fit into that, so I would say don't use it then. There's already a lot of protein, and some people would argue that you can't digest or absorb that much in one sitting anyway, which I tend to not worry about one way or another. I throw it in if it's convenient, but really it's just to leave it out would be to keep the processed food in your diet and or the supplements in your diet at a lower level. That would be the benefit or the objective there.
All right, so if you're building mass, if you're building muscle mass, would you say put it in or leave it out?
I would say put it in unless you have a specific aversion to it.
All right, cool. Okay. All right, so very cool. So, all right, so let me just make sure I got this right. So we got a whole lot of white beans, a quarter cup of pumpkin seeds, a half to a cup of oats. Now, when oats, are these like the plain rolled oats, or are you talking steel-cut oat kernels?
Either and or, whatever you prefer. I'll do oat bran or rolled oats just because those are what's in my cabinet, but whatever you like.
Okay. So if you were to go – you go to the store and you can get that big old thing of plain old oatmeal with that funny guy's face on the front of the
yep.
container. Throw a half a cup to a cup of that in. All right, cool. Ton of fruit, maybe some soy milk and soy milk for flavor, and protein powder if you're cool with protein powder.
Exactly. And then I will, you know, I like to get vegetables in as often as I can. So I'll get some frozen spinach and throw that in there too because you don't taste it and it's really good for you. And then I'll just fill it up with water until it's the consistency I want when I'm blending it.
I got to try this out because this sounds disgusting.
That's what everyone says.
So,
if you do it with the soy milk and the bananas and especially the protein, if you have a protein powder you like, it tastes just like a fruit smoothie.
So and, basically, you know, once you put the base ingredients in, the first three ingredients you mentioned, the beans, the pumpkin seeds, and the oats, do you just basically fill the rest of it all the way up with fruit?
Basically. I mean, when I make this, I make a double batch, and I have a Vitamix, which is a pretty big blender, and I fill it all the way to the top with ingredients.
Yeah.
And liquid.
It's about 70 ounces.
I separate that into two about 1 liter bottles, and I have one with my second meal and one with my fourth meal.
All right, cool. This is interesting. I am totally going to try this out. This sounds this sounds really nasty, but I mean, if you're putting those down on a regular basis and it's working for you, this is great. I got to try this out for the sake of journalism.
4 years.
4 years, beautiful. Well, let's break it down then. Let's go through your mass building meal strategy, starting with the very first meal of the day.
Sure. first meal of the day, I normally train in the a.m., first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. That's just when it works in my schedule, and I've done it for years.
All right, so you work out, and this is full-on weights and everything, right? Workout?
Yeah.
And what time is that training for you?
Usually 5 a.m.
Dude, you wake up too early.
Yeah, not cool.
5 a.m. All right, right on, man. You're hardcore. So 5 a.m., you're working out. You're getting your workout done before the sun even comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on an empty stomach. Done. This is great. I love this. I mean, you work out an empty stomach. You know how many people are just scared to death that they're not going to be able to build muscle mass if they work out that early before they've had anything to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would
this
say
is great.
The science also says it's not optimal, but if I've done it for so long and that's when it fits.
But you've done it. That's all that matters. You've done it. And look, you just won. You won first place in this body competition. This is the second bodybuilding competition that you've won. This is great. I love that. Okay, great. So you work out, and then right after the workout,
I have a protein shake, generally plant fusion with a banana. I'll down that. If I have personal training appointments, I'll just down that during the appointment, or if not, I'll go home and blend it.
Is there anything in the protein shake besides the fusion and the banana? Is it just water, or do you use almond milk, soy milk, or anything like that?
Water if I'm in a pre-contest diet, and soy milk if I'm not, just because I like the taste of the soy milk.
Okay, so soy milk for flavor. Otherwise, when you're trying to look really good, you sacrifice the flavor and just go water.
Exactly.
So the soy milk's not doing anything for you. That's just a flavor for you.
A little bit of protein, but I also counted it a processed food because it is. And
sure.
The leaner I'm trying to get, the more I'm very, very strict on how much processed food I'm
eating. Just trying to knock out the processed foods. Hey, by the way, what's your favorite flavor of plant fusion?
I really like the chocolate raspberry. I'm a sweet tooth kind of guy, and that's their sweetest flavor.
Raspberry. Cool. Cool. You use one or two scoops or more?
One scoop.
One scoop.
I try
that's
to limit
it.
My entire day to no more than two scoops.
That's awesome, dude. Wow, that's awesome. Well, that means protein lasts a long time for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get so much from food. I'm getting, 250, 275 grams a day, and about 80 to 90% of that's from food.
It's a hefty amount of protein. All right, great. So now you drink that right after your workout, right? I mean, like the moment you finish?
Yep. Moment I finish, exactly.
All right, and then next meal.
Next meal about 8 a.m., so I had that shake about 6 a.m. 8 a.m., I'll have my oatmeal with fruit, and that's usually actually oat bran. I get oat bran. It's a little more calorie dense. I like oatmeal better, but oat bran, the nutrition's
better. Oat bran, that's not the same as the steel-cut oats, is it? That's something else.
No.
The bran is it's the outer shell of the oatmeal kernel. Am I right?
Yes, and it's a little higher in fiber and protein, I believe it's higher in protein. That's one of the reasons I go for it, but it's also just more calorie dense.
What so people can figure this out, what's the brand of the oat bran that you buy?
I get it out of the bulk section. So I'm
bulk.
Not sure.
Okay, so that's where you would find it, bulk section. Yeah, I was just at the store the other day, and I didn't notice oat bran as a product that you could buy. I saw the steel – you could buy cans of steel-cut oats or just plain whole oat kernels, and then you could get the plain rolled oats, which is what everybody's had since they were a little kid. But the oat bran, so you get that at the bulk section. Very cool. Okay, and how much of that would you eat?
Depending on if I'm on diet or not, in the off season I'll eat a cup, sometimes a little more, so it's a pretty big bowl, and that's a dry weight cup.
Do you make oat bran the same way you would make regular oatmeal? You'd throw it in water and boil it? Or cook it?
Ideally, I never have time because I'm getting up at 4:30 and packing my breakfast for the work. Workday. So I just boil water in a tea kettle and I pour it in the bowl, and then I cover it and bring it with me. And by the time I eat it 2 hours later, it's fine.
All right, cool. And then do you flavor it with anything?
I like blueberries and cinnamon.
Blueberries and cinnamon. All right, and is that the fruit that you're talking about? So the oatmeal bran. Or the oat bran and fruit?
Yeah, it's got a small handful of blueberries and then lots of cinnamon. I love cinnamon, so I put a ton on there.
It still tastes just so – that just sounds like it would taste so bland. Is it bland?
Yeah, but I'm used to it. I think it's pretty good.
Is it something you savor, or is it just like a job? You're just putting it down. just because it's almost like brushing your teeth or putting lotion on in the morning. I don't even put lotion on in the morning, but is that what it is, more like tea, or are you going, oh, God, this is good?
I'm usually pretty excited about it because I've had a hard workout and only a small protein shake for, you know, and I've been up for 3 hours by that point, so I'm usually pretty damn hungry and I'm ready to eat.
All right, cool. Okay, cool. What's next?
After that, my first bean shake of the day is at about 11 a.m., and that's, you know, cup and a half of beans. If it's the off-season, I'll throw that the pumpkin seeds in there. If not, I won't. And then there's oats, fruits, like usually at least one banana.
Yeah, that's a shake that you just helped me – you just described for me before, at the beginning of this discussion, right? Okay, so when you're doing your whole Vitamix blender, I guess, is it half of the blender is your bean shake? Is that what you're drinking?
Yeah, exactly. The whole Vitamix is a double batch. So
yeah, all right. So for those of you who are listening right now, Vitamix is approximately 70 ounces. So tree size is drinking down about 32 to 35 ounces of this bean shake.
Yeah, and if it's the off-season, I'll also have that with usually more food, like maybe another serving of oatmeal, maybe an almond butter sandwich, maybe a couple pieces of fruit. That I'm a little bit lax about anything I have. The bean shake is the mandatory thing, and then if I'm able to, I'll eat more on the side if it's the off-season.
And are you eating it purposely for gaining more mass, or is it just to satisfy some more hunger?
Just gaining more mass. I mean, one of these shakes is pretty filling, so.
No, I get it. No, but like, so you're eating the bean shake, but so you say on the off-season, you'll eat even more on top of that. So the extra food, is that to fulfill more like hunger, or is it purposely so you can build even more muscle mass?
Purposely so I can build more muscle mass. It's getting my calories
up. Awesome. All right. So you just pop in and you can just pop in more oatmeal if you want to, or you said an almond butter sandwich.
Almond butter sandwich, or you know, hummus on toast, or bagel with hummus or almond butter, things like that.
And what goes in? Let's look at your almond butter sandwich because I got to ask you about it. I mean, is it just almond butter sandwich between two pieces of bread?
That's it. Something I don't have as often because it's a little rich, but. I'll even put banana in there, and it's fantastic, you know. A couple slices of sprouted green bread, like Ezekiel brand, you know, maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of almond butter.
Now, I got a question for you. I got a question for you because, you know, somebody the other day I was talking to, they said their favorite thing, I think it was Will, is a peanut butter sandwich. Now, how do you have enough saliva to just to even chew that? Like, I've had a peanut butter or an almond butter sandwich, and it's like – it's like when I was 7 years old, I saw my friend give his dog gum and the dog just chewed and chewed and chewed and chewed. And that's what I feel like when I eat one of those sandwiches, especially the Ezekiel bread. Cause it seems like it just mops up all of the saliva in my mouth. And I'm just like I'm chewing for a half hour, just trying to make one bite go down. Are you okay with that? Do you have no problems with that, or do you drink something down?
I have no problems, but I drink a ton of water, so you know, if there's an issue, I'll just sip on water with my bite, and that'll moisten things. But yeah, I haven't noticed it to be a problem.
Maybe it's just me. Great. So, all right. So you definitely have that bean shake, and if you're in the off season, gaining more mass, you'll throw in an almond butter sandwich or some oatmeal. All right. Cool. Is that it? For that meal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, next meal, lunch, 2 o'clock. I eat the same – my wife and I actually eat the same thing almost every single day, and it's probably my favorite meal of the day. We have some red lentil dal soup, which is red lentil soup with Indian curry spices, and that'll be with lots of minced garlic and vegetables, like tons of broccoli and then diced carrots or something in this red lentil spicy soup.
Nice.
In addition to that, we have salad with seared tofu on top, usually blackened with Cajun spices, and a sweet potato.
Wow.
And that's lunch like every day, and it's delicious.
Now, you guys make that?
Yeah, we make a big old pot of soup that usually lasts about 4 days.
Wow.
We just dish out at lunchtime. We'll sear up a bunch of tofu at the beginning of the week, and it's in the fridge and in Tupperware. So all we have to do is put together the salad, put the tofu on top, you know, put the dressing on, dish out the soup in bowls. and then we pre-bake a bunch of potatoes, and we either eat that cold or heat it up in the microwave. And so it's really quick, and it's delicious.
That sounds awesome. I gotta get this red lentil dal soup from you, man. That sounds really good. And the seared, how much tofu are you eating?
It's usually like a quarter to a half of a block on top of the salad.
All right, cool. So it's just a nice amount and a nice fat sweet potato on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You do any? Yeah, you put anything on your sweet potato, or you just eat it plain after you bake it?
No, just eat it plain. And I love the, I think they're called Japanese sweet potatoes. They have purple skin and like a light yellow flesh, and they taste like candy. They're fantastic.
Oh, dude, I was about to buy one of those, but I swear to God, it was like the size. I mean, I was at the store yesterday, and it was like the size of like a large guinea pig. It was about the size of a rabbit. It was huge. Are they usually that big?
No, they're normally the same size as all the other sweet potatoes. But
That's what I would have expected. Yeah, I just couldn't. There were like these mutant sweet potato things in the store. All right, well, I'll wait until they shrink down a little bit. Maybe I'll buy some and try myself. That sounds really cool. Awesome. And so you have that. I'm guessing you're drinking water throughout the whole day, right, with your meals too?
Oh, yeah. I drink about 6 liters of water a day. I have a 1-liter water bottle that I just refill, and that's all I drink from.
6 liters of water. Folks, just so you know, that's about 1.5 gallons every single day. Good man. Nice job. And then, all right, cool. So that's meal four. Anything else in that meal?
No, that's it for that meal.
Sweet. All right, what's meal five look like?
Meal five at about 5 p.m. is the other half of the bean shake, or the other serving.
5 o'clock bean shake.
Mm-mm. And that one, you know, if it's off-season, I'm really trying to get more calories, and I may eat something with that one also, but usually it's with the earlier one if I do.
All right. Cool.
And then
so basically, dinner, if you can stomach it, you'll eat more if you can stomach it.
Basically, and it really depends. Like I said, I try to stay lean in the off season so that I don't have a lot of body fat to lose for contest prep.
Yeah.
But when I was first bulking up, it took a lot of food to get my body weight up. Like I had to eat for one stretch, I had to eat over 7,000 calories a day. So I was having an almond butter bagel sandwich with a full bean shake, you know, at these meals and huge lunches and dinners and breakfasts and everything.
Wow. Did you ever feel like you were just going to hurl?
All day. When I was eating that much, I felt that way all day and all night. But I got up to over 190 pounds, and now I can easily get up there on 4,500 or 5,000 calories a day.
So you're saying you can get your weight back up there and while consuming almost 2,500 less calories? Interesting. I want to get your theories on that or your thoughts on why that is in just a second. All right, so you have your bean shake, possibly something else. Now, I'm trying to figure out the rationale for when you would add another meal on top of that, add extra food on top of there now. Is it if you're feeling extra fat, would you just omit the meal there? Or if you're feeling extra lean, even though your goal is to gain more mass, would you then include the meal?
Yeah, basically, I track my calories pretty closely year-round, and I have a body fat ceiling in the off-season I don't want to go above. So let's say 11%, I don't want to go above that. If I've been stuck for a while and have not gained weight and my body fat is low, then I'll start adding more food.
Got it.
If my body fat is as high as I want it to get and I don't want it to get higher, then I'm much more careful and I don't eat too much.
Okay. Got it. So you've got your staples, that means the non-negotiable foods in here, and then you've got the foods that you add in to kind of bulk up your meals, so to speak, and you do that based on kind of a little bit of a logical algorithm here. Right? If your body fat percentage is low enough and you're trying to build mass, then you might add that extra meal in, or not the meal, but a little extra food into those meals. But if
Absolutely,
it's not, it,
yeah.
So if you're getting closer to the top range of your body fat and you're feeling a little on the fat side, then you'll cut those out.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Very cool. You're a very smart guy. Okay.
And dinner is a big wild card. If you've checked out my website, Vegan Muscle and Fitness, my wife is a great cook and she posts tons of recipes. There's like 70 or something on there. But basically dinner then something that involves legumes, green vegetables, and some kind of starch, especially if we're not on a pre-contest diet.
Now, what time is dinner for you guys? What time is dinner? Is that 7 p.m.,
8 p.m.?
8 p.m., so you guys have a late dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so usually about 8 p.m., and it'll really vary, but it'll be some kind of legumes or tofu, occasionally seitan, but we don't eat a lot of seitan because it's very processed, with a big salad, lots of green vegetables, and some kind of starch, especially if it's the off-season. We'll have brown rice or sweet potatoes or white potatoes or something. Pre-contest, that usually is the first calories we cut, is the starch for dinner.
All right, so once you want to get lean down, then you just knock out the starch. Otherwise, tofu, legumes, salad, and starch go nuts.
Exactly. And, you know, something big and something delicious, because my wife is a really good cook, so she does all kinds of stuff.
That's great. So when you're crafting your dinner, I mean, does this sound right? So if I were to create a template, you have so you say you have some sort of protein like a tofu?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And probably what, like a quarter to a half a block?
Yeah, probably more like half a block with dinner if it's going to be if it's not going to be with a bean or something also.
Okay, all right. And then you got the legumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your raw veggies from the big salad.
Yeah.
And then something nice and starchy like potatoes.
Yes. Yeah. So that could be, you know, in the off-season, we'll sometimes do burritos. We'll do, like, black bean and potato burritos with lots of stuff mixed in, lots of veggies, and a whole grain wrap or in a sprouted grain wrap.
Nice.
And,
awesome.
You know, with some salsa and sliced avocado on top or some, you know, that's just a random example, but something like that.
That sounds really good. And then is that it? Do you have anything else after that meal?
If I need to get more food in, I may do a protein shake before bed. And this is only in the off season. I definitely don't do this pre-contest. But I may do a shake right before I go to sleep, like just before I brush my teeth, basically.
Now, this wouldn't be your bean shake. This would just be like a plant fusion and banana.
Yeah.
Would you even bother putting the banana in, or just the plant fusion by itself?
Just plant fusion. You know, if I really need to get my calories up, I might also have a tablespoon of peanut butter there. Something like that, but that's a rarity.
And that's a full day of eating for you.
Yes.
Dude, I'm just tired writing down everything that you freaking eat. I mean, you eat a lot. That's just a lot of food. And I love it.
That was a myth.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess you've been a guy who's had a hard time putting on muscle mass in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, that really helps a lot of. I think it's going to help a lot of people understand how much food you got to eat to be able to build a lot of muscle mass. I don't mean just a little bit of tone. I mean, if you want to build a lot of muscle mass, and what I love is that if we were to take the heaviest weight that you were after you became vegan, before you knew what you're doing, so that was 170 pounds, and then we take the lowest weight that you get to when you lean your butt down to win a contest, it's 185 pounds, we can truthfully say that you've built or put on a minimum of 15 pounds of muscle since you've started as a vegan.
It's actually like 20, because I was 170 pounds at like 7 or 8% body fat. And, you know, on stage the other day, I was at 3% body fat at 185. So it's about 20 pounds of muscle.
So and then what I love about that is that, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of other athletes or trainers that just don't believe in this vegan bodybuilding thing. They'll probably say, oh, well, it's from glycogen. But once you get past the 8 to 10 pound mark, you can't say that anymore. So I love this, Derek. I mean, freaking good job, man. This is great. And now, how long did it take you to build that 15 to 20 pounds of muscle?
The first 10 pounds actually came pretty quickly. That was when I just first started making a conscious effort to eat more. You know, I was like,
weeks, months,
more. And that's when I invented the bean shake, and it probably took about 6 to 9 months. I gained almost 10 pounds. It was pretty fast.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, let's. So this is what she ate pretty much every single day.
That's basically what I eat now every single day, unless I'm in pre-contest, and then it's very much bare bones version of that. But yeah, that's basically what I eat.
Well, what's so great about this is just, I mean, once you have it down, which is what you just helped me do, once you got it down, the simplicity is so elegant. I love it. It's pre-contest. If it's pre-contest, we're just going to eliminate all the little extras. And you mentioned where the extras are on certain meals.
Yep.
And if it's not pre-contest, and if the body fat percentage is on the low side, then you're going to add in those extras. And that's
exactly.
It.
That's the kind of framework I suggest and use with clients as well. It makes things so simple if you don't have to switch to totally different meals.
No, it's I love it. It's elegant and it's easy to understand. There's not a lot of moving parts. It's great and it obviously works. I mean, you look great. You look massive on stage. Oh, dude,
thanks.
Beautiful. And we're going to stop right there. I want to thank you so much for listening to part two of my interview with Derek Treesize. Remember, this is a three-part series, and in the next one, I'm going to be going over step by step, day by day, set by set, exercise by exercise, Derek's complete workout routine in detail of how he was able to gain so much muscle mass when combined with the nutrition strategy that you just listened to. I hope you enjoyed it. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to send them to me at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, please join us. I'm going to invite you to join us in on the conversation over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. You'll see some posts of Derek. Feel free to ask him questions there as well. And if you haven't already, make sure that you pick up your free copy of the Muscle Building Vegan ebook at veganmusclebook.com. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening. This is Thomas Tadlock, your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.